Here is where today's City Deal announcement really matters. Hull College is one of those to benefit from extra money to buy even more state-of-the-art training equipment. It's hoped it'll make students here more employable. Elizabeth Hodgson is one of them.
Any investment or money put into colleges is always a good thing towards helping people gain better qualifications and getting a better job out of it in the future.
As the city's minister signed the City Deal with local politicians, he claimed it would make it easier to get money for skills training, as well as allowing more big decisions to be made here and not in Westminster. Here is Greg Clark.
So what this City Deal is about is the businesses around the Humber, the councils around the Humber, planning for the long term. And what they're saying is, we now are confident of attracting some pretty important employers to the area. But what we need to make sure is that they're going to have the workforce with the skills to be able to employ. So they're getting together with the government, with the local colleges, and with all of the employers to make sure that the workforce increases the skills, especially in the engineering sector. Everything from apprenticeships to higher level skills.
The renewable energy industry is, of course, the great hope. It already employs hundreds around Grimsby, but if more investment comes in, the region does not want to be facing a skills shortage.
The Humber is now waiting on two huge investment decisions: the Siemens turbine factory down at Hull Docks and the Able Marine Energy Park on the South Humber Bank, between them potentially creating thousands of jobs.
One of the big evangelists for renewable energy on the Humber is shipping company boss Peter Arison, who chairs the Bondholders Business Network Group.
The best thing about it, I think, is the fact that it'll bring the Humber together, and it'll mean that we can go out and we can actually sell the Humber, bring business into the Humber. The skills issue is obviously hugely important, and anybody we go out and sell to now can see that our skills base is absolutely going to be in order because of this year. It's huge news for the Humber.
Big smile.
The simple message from the minister is that jobs can be created in the so-called energy estuary, but will only be filled by local people if they've got the right skills and training.